Grace Hour, the live international talk radio ministry of Greater Grace Church in Baltimore, Maryland. You can join us on the air today by calling 1-800-338-7060 or 410-483-3700 from outside of the United States. Now, here is our host.
And welcome, friends, to this edition of the Grace Hour. We are broadcasting live here from our studios, which are located at the home of the Greater Grace World Outreach in Baltimore, Maryland. And as we begin today's broadcast, we're reminded that this is the final broadcast of the year 2021 as we prepare our hearts to enter into the new year. And of course, we'll be doing that here tonight at the Greater Grace World Outreach in Baltimore, beginning at 8 p.m., as we again begin the celebration of our new year. And we want you to know that all of you in the Greater Baltimore area, and beyond for that matter, are welcome to join us for our New Year's Eve service, which will begin promptly at 8 p.m. That'll take us, well, maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then there'll be a break, and there'll be some food and some wonderful fellowship at that time, and then everyone will reassemble in the chapel as we'll ring in the new year together as the body of Christ prepares for the new year of 2022. Excited to be with you, grateful for the opportunity once again, and looking forward to today's devotional message coming up in just a couple of moments. That, of course, will be followed up by your phone calls. We'll open the phone lines here at the Grace Hour. And remember, this program is two-way talk radio. We are here in the studio, and we open the phone lines and welcome you to join us and participate in the broadcast. It's quite simple. Get to a phone, dial one of these numbers, and join us live on the Grace Hour. 800-338-7060 is the toll-free number. If you're anywhere in North America, Canada, the United States, give us a call on that toll-free number. For the rest, join us at 410-483-3700. Both of you that are listening in Baltimore and those around the globe, you too would dial 410-483-3700. And we look forward to taking your calls following today's devotional message. I want to welcome our local listening audience on WRBS right here in Baltimore. Thank you for joining us, especially on this final broadcast of the year 2021. And we hope that you'll make plans to join us as we begin a new year of broadcasting and a new week of broadcasting next week right here on the Grace Hour. And welcome everyone listening live on the internet at gracehour.org. And those of you that are both listening and watching on Facebook Live and YouTube Live, again, it's a pleasure and a privilege to have all of you with us. And we look forward to having you join us when those phone lines are open. Our theme throughout this week has been quickened. God has quickened us to life. And Pastor Shabelli's joined us in the studio today for the final message of the year 2021.
Oh, my God.
This is it. No pressure. No pressure.
No pressure at all. I don't even like the word happy. I like joyful new year.
Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes happy can be related to things that happen in an earthly life.
Yeah, all the ducks
but
have
we're
to
not,
be in a
we're
row.
Not like, you know, legalistic about it. You can say Happy New Year a million times a day today if you want. But I want to talk about vision. I think vision is important. And as we think about being quickened in life, being made alive by God himself, and how often I personally need to be quickened in the vision that God has for the ministry, church, in my personal life. And I want us to look at Habakkuk chapter 2. That's a very key point in the vision. And it says this, verse 1, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. And what shall I answer when I am reproved? So he's kind of waiting there. And the Lord answered me. So God does the answering and says, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, the soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. I love this portion of scripture, and it talks about writing the vision, inscribing it. The word can be used in the Hebrew to mean to inscribe something, much more than just writing on a piece of paper or just listening to the vision. But God wants to write the vision in our hearts, to inscribe it, write the vision and make it plain, okay? Write the vision and make it plain, make it clear, make it precise. When it comes to the vision that God has for my personal life or the vision that has God has for a church or a ministry, he makes it plain. He makes it clear. It's not something that's going to confuse people. It's not going to be something that's going to bring people to a place where they're in a state of shock over what they think they have to do or what's God going to do. But he says, write it down, inscribe it. The word write means in the Hebrew language to describe and inscribe. So God describes it and he wants it to be inscribed in my life. And make it plain upon the tables. Make it very clear upon the tables that when a person reads it, they will run. Now think about the progression there. God writes it down. He makes it clear. Okay. And I read it and I run with it. I read it and I run with it. He writes it down. He makes it very clear. When God writes something down or God has something for a person or a ministry or church to do, it's not confusion. God is not the author of confusion. Write it down. Make it clear. Make it plain upon the tables that when a person reads it, they run with it. Now, there's possibilities that could happen. God gives a vision. They write it down. They read it. And either they run with it or they don't run with it. One option or the other. They either run with it or they do not run with it. And I think this is a really important aspect of faith when it comes to this kind of a situation. Okay? Faith, running with the vision. Running. And I like how it runs speaks of a race. And in all reality, the Christian life is a race. Paul said it in Philippians 3:13. He said, I press towards the mark, scopeo. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's talking about running a race. Paul uses this many times in the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. He talks about a race and a fight. He's in a race and a fight. This is key. He's talking to the Corinthians about this. So planting a church for him, and you know, it came to Corinth and certainly other places also, it became a race and a fight. Acts 20:24, we see the race occurring again. Paul says to those who are trying to persuade him not to go to Jerusalem, he says, they tell him that bonds and afflictions await him. This is what even the Spirit told him. He said, none of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course. I might finish my race, finish my course with joy in the ministry I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of grace. He says it again in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. He says, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. I finished my race. I finished my race. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 speaks about the course or the race. So we as believers are in a race, and it's a race and a fight. It's actually two things. Sometimes people talk about boxing or fighting. Some people talk about running or racing. And very often you'll never see the two of them ever put together, that you're not running and fighting at the same time, except for many years ago in America, there were people that made you run the gauntlet. So you had to run and fight at the same time. And if you stopped too long to fight, well, they could gang up on you. And if you just tried to run without fighting, you might get hit on the way and knocked down. So Paul speaks of the Christian life. He speaks of the ministry. He speaks of our calling as a race and as a fight. And I was thinking about our vision for this coming year. Not just my personal vision, but we were talking about the vision for the ministry. And we wrote down some things this morning. I just want to put them out there so that people can pray about it. And you'll hear about it probably tonight, but I thought those who are outside of our area or are not able to somehow connect would like to hear about this vision. Number one, we'd like to see 70 new churches. We have 768 churches in the world. We'd like to see 70 new churches, 70 new church plants. It's not so difficult when you think about 75 countries, every country planting a new church, one church, okay? Then we thought about, let's believe God for 30 new missionaries, 30 new missionaries to go out from Baltimore, 30 new missionaries. How about a vision for 12 new countries for the year 2022, 12 new countries? How about when it comes to giving in the local church and faith promise for missions? Let's believe God to go up 10%. Let's believe for it. And I know that's even light, slight 10% increase. Okay. Let's believe God for more prayer weeks. Let's believe God in Baltimore for 7 new city areas, that in the city of Baltimore, we might see God give us an open door in 7 new areas of the city of Baltimore. Let's believe God for 70 new soul winners. 70 new soul winners. I'm talking about the local church here. In the beginning, I talked about certainly the overall ministry, but the local church. So 70 new churches in the ministry worldwide, 30 new missionaries, 12 new countries, 40 new Bible college students, finances going up at least 10%, prayer weeks increasing, 7 new areas in the city of Baltimore and surrounding areas, and 70 new soul winners. It's a vision. And without a vision, Proverbs 29, verse 18, what does it say? People perish. That doesn't mean perish like we think of it, going to hell or something. It means they, without a vision, people don't have discipline. Without a vision, people would find themselves living in a way that's an undisciplined life. So, Father, we thank you today for this message. We don't know where the engineer is. We're praying that God would give him a vision to be on time. And we pray, and we just ask you, God, we're thinking about this vision. We think about the importance of this vision. And we think about only God can cause this vision to take place. Only God can bring this vision to pass. It is not a human effort. It is not a religious work. It has nothing to do with the denomination, but it is a work of God. Consider the work of God. So he says in Habakkuk, write the vision and make it plain. I just made it plain. That those who read it may run with it. And the just, those who are declared to be righteous, shall live by not their faith, but his faith. So, Father, bless our time on the air today. Bless this last day of the year, right, Pastor Love?
Broadcasting,
this is the last
yes.
day of broadcasting, the last day of 2021. As we look forward to 2022 with new vision. Take the glasses off. Have the vision that comes from God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I can't take the glasses off. I won't be able to read
I understand
to read
that.
Our screen.
You won't right. be able to read the screen.
No, I need the glasses. I don't know what's happened to my eyesight. But anyhow, Lord, thank you so much for that message, Pastor Schibelli. Great to be with you, friends, on this final day of broadcasting of 2021, and hope that many of you will plan to join us on our Friday broadcast today, just before we prepare to settle in for the new year of 2022. I want to mention again, especially for our local listeners, if you'd like to join us tonight, that service will begin at 8 p.m.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people think, well, all you know, 8 o'clock to midnight and after, how's that possible? Oh, the time just goes by so
don't even know
very
what's happening.
Quickly, doesn't it?
I mean, like, wow, how many minutes is that, 240 minutes? It's
yeah,
nothing.
It seems like nothing.
Just 240 times that little thing goes around. That's all.
Right. That's
that
right.
is nothing.
Yeah, and providing you're not just looking at it and counting it, you're going to be fine. But the fellowship, the messages, the worship,
yep.
the vision, all of it, so encouraging. Just to be together with the body of Christ, with everyone thinking with the mind of God, is such a great place to be as you uh-huh. prepare to bring in a new year.
You think the engineers will show up?
He might. He might probably be a little late, but he should be there. Phone lines are open,
yes,
friends. You can join
open.
Us. 800-338-7060.
Yes.
That's toll free in all of North America. And locally in the greater Baltimore area, that number is 410-483-3700. Mm-hmm. And that 483-3700 number is what you would dial, friends, if you're joining us outside of North America.
Wait.
We do have our good friend Bernice.
Bernice.
Is joining us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Always a pleasure to have Bernice join us. Welcome.
Thank you. I had been reading about Judas, you know, how he, well, I saw where the Lord, I don't know if he was talking to him or not, but he said, I've chosen you and one of you are a devil. And so I really feel like God chose him for a purpose. So as a friend of mine, I was talking to him, we got somewhere or another back in the Old Testament about Cain and Abel. And she told me that was their Sunday school lesson concerning them. And she said that it wasn't what Cain brought, but it was his attitude. I told her, I don't know, but I know Abel brought the right offering, but Cain didn't.
Correct.
So I said, he brought, my understanding, he brought, I don't know if the earth had been cursed then or not, but he brought what he had grown.
Correct.
Cain did.
His own works.
And, yeah, it represents human effort, human mm-hmm. works a way of mm-hmm. being brought into the, you know, into God's mm-hmm. favor. But it's not, mm-hmm. God's favor is not earned, and our efforts have nothing to do with it.
Right, right. It's what Christ did on the cross. And I was thinking about it. I said, well, Cain could have had the wrong attitude, and then it came to my mind, well, in the New Testament where they were taking communion, he told us to search yourself. You know, it symbolized yeah. the body and blood of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if anything you know that you haven't brought to the cross, you repent of it. I believe Cain brought the wrong offering.
Yeah.
I accept that he had rolled himself from the ground.
And the wrong offering came based upon a wrong attitude and motive. You
mm-hmm,
see, because
mm-hmm.
it was very clear that it was the blood. Okay?
That's right.
Because when Adam and Eve had skins, God clothed Adam and Eve with skins.
Mm-hmm.
That means God had to kill an animal,
yeah,
blood sacrifice.
Yeah.
And Cain should have known that and lived
in
that.
I
it
told
was
her.
Total
mm-hmm.
rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Total rebellion.
Yeah.
So you're
yeah.
right. You're 100% right.
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I sit here and I didn't pray first. I said, I looked at the clock on the microwave. I said, oh, yeah, probably I can call, but I pray and ask God. Because if I'm wrong, I'm just wrong. You know, there's nothing I can do. I want to know what God say.
Sure.
Amen.
And I saw where it, and I also saw where it say, Judas, was it Judas? Yeah. Satan entered him. So I said, well, now, if I'm saved, I don't think Satan can enter me.
He wasn't saved.
He can't.
Yeah, I don't believe he were either. So that,
right.
thank you so much.
Bernice, it's yeah. interesting, mm-hmm. too, because the results with Cain was anger, unbridled mm-hmm. anger that eventually mm-hmm. revealed itself in murder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's incredible. Think about it. Why was he so angry? Because after everything he had done, he still could not find acceptance before God. And he was angry because he looked at his brother, and what did he do? What did he produce? Really nothing, except that he approached God, as Pastor Schiavelli just said, on the basis of shed blood. That is the only way to approach God. And if you don't approach God that way, guess what can happen? You can become angry. Angry that you've worked your whole life trying to please God, trying to offer God what you think he would accept, only to discover that it doesn't make you righteous.
You're still it down.
Right? But and you know, can become angry.
I guess so, but I didn't know to become angry. I just did what I picked up tracks for a long time, and I knew it said, you know, invite Christ. And, you know, they had what to do to be saved, even though I didn't understand it. But after I was saved, well, I still didn't understand too much, but I knew God had did something in my life. So actually, Roman was one of the first books that I read all the way through.
Beautiful.
And I saw where it said that we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ and his blood.
Amen. That's
and
the gospel.
And it's God who justified me. Hallelujah. And I have never left that. I always said, you know, whenever I'm talking to people, but you have to believe it.
That's right.
And keep your eyes on what Christ did on the cross. I said, you know yourself that you're not perfect, but you have to not understand. You see it from the perspective of how God sees and what he says.
Amen. Well said.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Have a great new year, Bernice.
You too. Y'all be blessed, and I pray that God bless you. I've been talking to somebody. I remember Dr. Schiavelli, Pastor Schiavelli. I remember his name when you said it.
Yeah.
But I do pray for y'all when God bring it to my mind.
Amen.
So y'all keep on doing good works for God.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you,
okay,
Bernice.
Okay, thank you. Have a happy new year.
And you do the same.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open. You can join us. It's quite simple. Just like Bernice, pick up that phone, 800-338-7060, and locally, 410-483-3700. Susan has picked up her phone. She's joining us from New England.
From New England?
Hello, Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Well, Pastor Schiavelli, your devotional was amazing, and I was reading today's devotional in Thinking with God, and I'd like to read it because it's completely one with your continuation of your vision that you're putting forth for us for next year and to go forward. And this is what Pastor said in this particular devotional today. At a place called Worthley Pond, God gave me a vision of what our ministry would become. That vision included radio, TV programs, Bible colleges, and Christian schools all over the world, churches that would be packed 3 times a week, and missionaries sent into all the world. I had a vision of these things, and the power of God honored a simple seed of faith at a time when I was just starting out. Each day with Jesus is as fresh and exciting as it was back then. We have the love of God that passes all knowledge. We can be filled with all the fullness of God. When we are filled with his Spirit, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Let's respond to him, grab hold of the promises, and enjoy the great exploits of our great future. We are a part of a great, big, amazing work of God. Let's get the vision of victory, of expanding our coasts, for doing more and more things in God and for our own lives. Let's go forward in the power of the omnipotent God, in the mind of his omniscience, in the reality of his omnipresence. Let us have a ball and celebrate our victory in Christ.
Amen.
I thought you said it all in your devotional, and when I picked this up and read it, I thought, wow, you know, it's all completely fulfilled, and then again to go on and forward and more to come.
And I love how Habakkuk 2:5 says, the just shall live by his faith. That it's his faith that is the source of this vision. It's his faith. It's from God. The vision is from God's mind, God's purpose, God's heart, and only his faith can fulfill the vision. And certainly the faith that we have is the faith of the Son of God, Galatians 2:20, Philippians 3:9. So this vision that we have for 2022, 70 new churches, 30 missionaries going out, 12 new countries, 40 new Bible college students, finances going up 10%, more prayer weeks, 7 new city areas in Baltimore, 70 new soul winners. You know what? Only God, it's only the faith of God that can bring that to pass. It's not a work of man. So thank you for your call and for your faithfulness all these years.
And you the same, both of you. You're amazing, and we love you so much.
God bless.
Thank you, Susan.
God bless. Happy New Year.
And same to you, and thanks for sharing that devotional. Yeah, that was awesome.
Thanks.
We have Pastor Julian Matthews here.
Yeah, sending his thanks.
I want to just tell you what he told me this morning. He said, a great miracle for the Dominican Republic in a practical, personal way. Sometimes people don't think that we're involved with practical, personal things to help people. But he had 4,200 pounds of rice donated, along with solar lights, clothes, sewing machines, and pots and pans, and had no way to get it there. But a relatively new person in the church just said God spoke to them, a woman, to give $2,000 to send all of it over to Haiti and Puerto Rico. And
wow.
No, to the Dominican Republic. So God provides. I thought that was a great answer to prayers. He told me about this morning. And may God continue to bless GGWO Caribbean Missions. And pray. Maybe you're on one of these islands and you're listening to us. You're listening to Grace Hour. One of these islands in the Caribbean. Give us a ring or connect with us, because we have a vision for these islands, different places. We're thinking about Barbados. We're thinking about Trinidad. We're thinking about other places in the islands, which are very close to the States, as one of our great visions for 2022, the islands. I'm going to write that down on my paper so I don't forget it. Barbados, Trinidad. And maybe you're listening from another one of these places. You could call us.
Love to hear from you. Well, we're up to the break here, friends. The first half hour in the books, another half hour coming up, and we'll dedicate it to taking your phone call. So please, now is the time for you to pick up that phone and dial one of these numbers and join us on the second half of our final broadcast of this year. And next time we'll be joining you live in the Grace Hour will be the year 2022.
Wow.
So, again, 800-338-7060. That is the toll-free number. And locally here in the Baltimore area, you could dial 410-483-3700. Hope to see you tonight if it's possible. If not, friends, you have a blessed new year, and we will see you in 2022. We're back with you live, friends, at gracehour.org, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and a lot of you are weighing in and sharing your thoughts with us. Ilhan says, greetings, pastors. Happy New Year. Please pray for me and my family. Well, Father, we do pray for Ilhan, his family, his ministry, the calling of God upon his life, and the way that you will use him in his country in 2022. Lord, bless him, strengthen him for the work. Heal anyone that needs a healing touch in his home and family today. And may he sense your presence. May you just consistently pour strength into his soul. In Jesus' name, amen. And Sepilia has written to us from Romania. Says, we just wanted to let you know how much we appreciate all that you do. We thank God for both of you. God bless you. Have a joyful new year.
Yes.
Greetings from Romania.
Romania.
And Carol Ann, she's over in Finland. She says, we start 2022 7 hours ahead of you all.
Well, they're getting ready.
We'll let you know how it goes. There isn't a GG or Greater Grace prayer meeting here, but another group will do a Zoom prayer meeting. There are prayer meetings covering Finland in any case. May God give you new vision for the lost everywhere. Thank you there, those of you there in Baltimore.
And we'll be going out. Actually, I love it. Tomorrow we're going to go out at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I think there's also another group going out at 8 in the morning. I'm not sure about that. If you know something about that, call us up and let us know. But we'll be going out at 11 o'clock to evangelize people on New Year's Day. Start the new year. Be in front of the Fellowship Hall tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Amen. Everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
Again, that Saturday is the regular scheduled outreach here in our ministry, so I think you've just kind of pushed it back maybe an hour or two.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let people sleep in after a long night of celebrating in church. In
yeah,
church.
In church.
I emphasize that. Well, friends, the phone lines are open. Great time for you to give us a call. Now, yesterday in the broadcast, we didn't get this email until our broadcast came to a conclusion, Pastor Chiavelli, but Chris wrote an email to us and says, I couldn't access the comments yesterday, so here's my comment. Thanks, by the way, for Pastor Stephen's message. It was great. I'm also wondering, what is GGWO's stance on recovery groups like AA and NA?
Well, I believe, I'm not so sure what we have as an official stance on that. My personal conviction on it is that God can use different situations and groups of people to lead them on to the next step. If there's really not a very clear-cut message about Jesus Christ and the finished work and the cross and salvation, certainly that could be a hindrance. But I really think that how God uses groups of people that are maybe not in the realm of Christianity per se. Maybe there are some people in those groups that are, you know. But if I think I can come off of alcohol or drugs based upon self-effort, well, certainly maybe I can, but what are my other addictions? You know, I mean, I've seen people that have stopped using narcotics and stopped using alcohol through self-effort. I've seen that. I kind of like was in that ministry for about 12 years, had two homes, and had my brother and I ran a counseling center for alcoholics, drug addicts, and criminals and whatnot. So we did see people that could get off of these things without God. But really, there's no peace, there's no fulfillment, there's no life involved with that. And then eventually, maybe they just gravitate towards another addiction, which could be they become a good citizen and they make money, and then money becomes their addiction. Or something else becomes their addiction. Something else becomes that which takes the place of God himself. So God can allow a person to pass through those things to get them to a place. The same with a prison. Somebody commits a crime, they go to prison. Well, God could use that prison to give them a mind that's open towards spiritual things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's true. We praise God for any kind of groups like that can help people overcome their addictions, whatever the nature of those addictions are. But, of course, God's ideal is that
yes,
they would go through those programs, find help in those programs, and then find their place
yeah,
in the body of Christ.
There's a perfect will of God and a permissive will.
Yes.
God permits things to happen, you know, and there's no doubt about that. But I'm not going to walk around constantly repeating to myself, I'm an alcoholic or I'm a drug addict, because that's not my identity. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. This is a great New Year's message. Behold, all things have become new.
Yeah.
You know, old things are passed away, not they're passing away. Mm. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that's got to be the emphasis, that I'm a new person in Christ.
Mm. And I think that in AA and Alcoholics Anonymous in particular, they stress that because I think they want to bring these individuals that are in these programs that are looking to break the addictions to come to the honest truth of where they're at in life.
Mm-hmm.
But again, once you get there and you realize, hey, I've got a problem and I can't
yeah,
deal with it, and then you overcome it, well, then, you know, keep depending upon God to do a new work in your life and to give
yeah,
you that new identity, because you don't want to go through. I mean, I could have said, and you could have said, Pastor Chiavelli, I'm a sinner. Well, now we say I'm a saint by
yeah,
the grace of God.
Right, right,
we've got
right,
a new identity.
Right.
Phone
That's
lines
key,
are open, friends. Would love to hear from you. Sandy is listening to the Grace Hour today live in Rhode Island. Thanks for
Rhode
joining
Island?
Us. Yeah. And you know, we have one brother, Castlewood, has written to us on YouTube live and has expressed some interest in signing up and taking Bible college classes. Well, go online at mbcns.edu. There may not be anyone in those offices at this present time because we are in the semester break. I believe starting next week, they should be back
yes,
in their offices, so you can reach them by phone at that time. But in the meantime, go to mbcs.edu and look on the on that program for all of the online courses available. Let's go back to the phones, and while we take our next caller, we want to remind you to pick up your phone and give us a call. Aretta is joining us from the Baltimore area.
Blessed New Year.
Aretta, welcome.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Love and Pastor Sibeli. I don't have a short prayer for both of you. God's great, awesome men of God, who preach and teach, edify us nonstop, evangelize the world. Our God, our helping age is past, our hope for years to come. Our shelter from the stormy blast, and you're our eternal home. I bring Pastor Love and Pastor Sibeli and all our pastors ministering your word to the Lord and our local assembly. Cover them today in Jesus' precious blood. Build a hedge of protection around them. Beat back the forces of the enemy, Lord, going against them. Remember those who are sick in our congregation, those at home, those in hospital bed, those who cannot come out, those who are laid aside. Lord, strengthen them today. Help them in their weaknesses. Protect them. Those who can go out, they're getting ready to go out to evangelize. Tomorrow, you willing, Heavenly Father, go before them as they journey back and forth. Give them journey mercies going and coming. Touch their bodies, strengthen them, keep them from the virus, protect them in every area and every walk of their life. Bless everything they touch, their hands, their feet. Bless their entire family members. Anoint Pastor Love and Pastor Sibeli and all our pastors, Lord. Anoint them. You alone know the future, what the future holds for every one of us in this life. And Heavenly Father, I'm glad and thankful that you alone hold the future. And because we know who holds the future, we can rest assured our hope is fixed. And nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Amen. You all have a blessed new year.
Amen.
I love you all. In the name of Jesus, with thanksgiving. Love you. Love you, Pastor Love and Pastor Sibeli.
Amen.
And all my dedicated pastors.
Thank you. In a
gracious new year.
Yes. And thanks for that beautiful prayer. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Love you all.
Amen. You know, Pastor Love, this year, I know we're just jumping a bit ahead into summer, but we had, these are some of the ideas that we had for this year, doing summer harvests and trips into Central America, Barbados, Panama, Costa Rica, Southern Africa, Botswana, Namibia, the Balkans, Montenegro, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Macedonia, Asia, Indonesia, Philippines, Vietnam, and Singapore. So we also have vision for the coming year during the summer. So maybe you could start to think about, wow, I could do something very different this summer. I could find myself going to one of these places, an unusually unique situation where you'll be meeting people from local churches in those areas, or maybe being involved with starting something brand new in another part of the world. So that's a great vision. So let's just keep that in mind and in prayer, and let's just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Amen.
That's the key.
That vision that Susan shared with us as she shared the devotional that Pastor Stevens had written many, many years ago, talked about that vision that he really sensed in his heart, he received from God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've seen it come to pass, and yet at the same time I'm reminded, as Joshua said to the children of Israel, there is still very much land to be possessed.
Yes.
There's still so many souls that need to be harvested. There's so many places in the world that still need to hear the gospel. There's so many lost souls that need to be saved.
And, you know, a lot of times, and it's great, however we can reach people, but boy, just having opportunity to speak to people face to face and tell them about the gospel, not only do they get set free, there's a personal connection there, but it does a great work in your own heart. And we see that God give us opportunities for that around the world. We have Bible college coming anew in January this year.
That's right.
A new semester of Bible college. We did pray that God would give us many brand new students, first-time students. Even if you take one class, okay? It's not like sometimes people think of Bible school and they think, oh, my God, 4 years, I can't ever make a commitment like that. How about making a commitment to one course? One night, one Tuesday, one Friday, one Monday, whatever it may be. One night, one class, and then before you know it, you might be taking two classes, and then eventually. So, and you just take one step at a time. You don't think about 3 or 4 years. You think about one class, then you think about 1 year, you know? That's all. And don't get overwhelmed. When your heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I think this is key. Some people get so overwhelmed with the magnitude of the vision, they don't realize maybe I got to just get involved in participating with just a little certain aspect of it, and God will use it.
Yeah, look at it like a meal. You can't eat the whole thing.
Yeah, you don't just take the plate and shove everything
exactly.
down your throat,
bite,
but
bite,
choke
bite.
To death.
Take a small bite.
That's one of my problems, you know. My mother said, "You eat so fast, you're putting everything in your mouth. You're not gonna live."
Yeah, you're just inhaling it, right?
Yeah, inhaling. You inhale air, not food.
That's
Kathy
right.
Ryan
is joining us live on the Grace
live.
Hour.
Live? Is she live?
Kathy, are you back?
Where's she been?
Well, I'm back from fishing again.
Yeah.
Knock it off with the fishing, will you?
Children, have you any meat? No. Caught nothing all night long, and John and I went out again today. And
wow,
you know, caught nothing.
You got to cast your nets on the right side.
Yeah, we cast right, left, center. Yeah, nothing. But.
And nothing happened.
The dog enjoyed it.
Amen.
But you know what? I wanted to make a comment about. I don't know if you heard on the news. I think it was yesterday that Bel Air Edison celebrated 1 year. Of no murders from gunfire.
Wow. I did hear that.
And as soon as I heard that, I thought, you know what? There's the faithfulness of God, because where have we been? What area did we concentrate in? For June Alive in the summer with Pastor Gary and different people there, it was Bel Air Edison.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're
prayer.
Right.
I thought of that, and I thought, you know what, God, there you are, faithful, because we have now poured out into that area for the last couple of years since the pandemic. And here they had a big celebration. I think it was yesterday, because they have gone 1 year without murders in that area. And I thought, there's the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I was like amazed. And I just thought, you know, thank you, God, that you led us in that area. Cause I totally believe that it was the presence of the Holy Spirit in all those doors we knocked on, those kids we brought for basketball and the crafts and just the sports things and just all the stuff. And Pastor Gary bringing, you know, kids to his house and just investing and those porch Bible studies with people. And there they go, 1 year. So no one can say that the Word of God, when the Holy Spirit is present, cannot have an effect in a bad area. So I don't know what area we're going to conquer for next time, but
well, they have some. They do have some high crime areas. Maybe we should target some of those, right?
Yeah, we got. Well, I said new areas, didn't I mention that in the vision?
Yes,
seven new city areas.
Yeah,
and maybe it's just one. Maybe it's more. I don't think we're going to target Ocean City, though. I don't know about that.
I don't like Ocean City. That's in Maryland. I'm in Delaware.
Oh.
I'm down the road from Joe and Jill. They're apparently here this
Who's
week.
Joe and Jill? I don't know who they are.
Her relatives.
Knows who they are.
Oh.
Yeah. Circatellas.
The Circatellas?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Biden. No, no.
Oh,
Biden.
The other Joe and Jill.
No, the Circatellas are home with COVID now.
Oh.
And they're Texans. No, no. Joe and Jill are down the road.
Okay, got you. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yes, I thought you would. I guess if I had said Sleepy Joe.
Easy now,
help.
Easy now. Come on. It's not a political show. Anyway.
Well, when are you coming back? Are you going to be here for service tonight?
I'm packing right now.
Okay.
I am packing up right now. I haven't missed a New Year's Eve service in 44 years.
Really?
Wow.
So I am very excited to come back. So.
Amen.
Well, I'm on my way.
Good.
We'll see you tonight.
Drive carefully.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for the call.
Steve Murillo Scott says here. What about a Revere Beach outreach? Revere Beach is up in
Massachusetts, right outside of Boston.
Where he's from. I don't know why he wants to go back.
I guess
he wants to go back to Egypt.
He wants to reach his community, I guess.
You want to go back to Egypt?
Yeah.
Huh? anyway.
Phone lines are open. You can join us, 800-338-7060. And we'd love to hear from you, friends. You may be one of our last callers of 2021.
Yes.
And it would be great for you to get the last word or two in here as we reach the end of our final broadcast. So please be that person. Give us a call at 800-338. Anything that's on your mind, it can certainly deal with our theme, which is what it means to be quickened to life. But for that matter, open forum here on the Grace Hour today. We'd just love to take your call, speak with you as we wrap up 2021 and move tonight into the year 2022.
I want you to, the listening audience, to pray, because I go to four countries in January, latter part of January. That means seven COVID tests. That there's all negative. Yes, negative tests everywhere you go now. And boy, you know what? I figured out the other day. Listen to this. On this trip alone, $765 on COVID tests, not including a free one you get in America to go to Africa.
More expensive than your airfare.
It's getting close.
Wow.
Well, that's because I go to a lot of places. But I mean, I couldn't believe it. In a lot of places overseas, in these are poor African countries, they charge you $150 for a COVID test. I mean, $765 for a COVID test. Unbelievable. Who is Vera Strauss? Hello, Pastor Shabelli. Pastor Love, I am Vera Strauss, listening from Vienna.
Wow.
Thank you for your servant's heart. God bless you. Wow.
Thank you, Vera.
Thank you.
Awesome. Great to hear from you.
Vienna, Austria.
Appreciate you reaching out to us on YouTube. I wonder if that's any relationship to Matt Strauss.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. She could say yes or no.
She can let us know. Yeah. Thea writes, praise God, we're quickened for the rest of 2021 and 2022 in God's mercies. Rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice.
Yes, bring a lot of joy into this new year, you know?
Yeah.
And really, Paul says this in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. How often?
Always.
And in case you didn't get it, again, I say rejoice.
Yeah.
You know, he's making a great emphasis. And by the way, that Philippian church was in a lot of trouble. There was a lot of problems. Their apostle was in prison. Their pastor was sick and dying. They had the Judaizers attacking the church with legalism. They had the influence of the Greek mythology. They had the Roman world controlling the colony. There were two women causing a lot of problems in the church. I once counted about 15 or 16 different problems they were facing. And then Paul used the word joy so many times in that epistle. It's incredible. Rejoice in the Lord. And don't let situations rob your joy. This is really key. Don't let situations rob your joy. There will come situations and trials and tests in life. But the joy of the Lord is your strength in those situations. This is so key. The joy of the Lord is your strength in those situations.
Yeah. And Vera, that is. It's Matthew Strauss's wife. Well, thank you for clarifying that. God bless you. Really appreciate you reaching out to us here at the Grace Hour. And Lisa says, thank you to help keep our minds focused on Christ, for the source of our joy.
And because my joy is not based upon what circumstances or situations are going on in life.
I know. It's you hear that so often.
Yeah.
People say, you know, how are you? Well, under the circumstances. But the Bible the Bible seems to suggest, Pastor Shabelli, that we're not under our circumstances.
Yeah, I mean,
we're
come
over
on.
Them.
Under the circumstances. You know what? What are you like? Are you lying on the ground with like 800 pounds of circumstances on your back?
Yeah.
You know? We got a call.
You don't
we
go
got
home
two
and
calls.
Go, you don't go home and go to bed at night and get under your bed, do you?
No.
Yeah.
You get on top of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's go back to the phones. Shirley is joining us live in the Grace Hour. Shirley, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank you and everybody else for praying for me when I called in desperation. I'm going, I don't want to be ill anymore. Stop it. And he did it. And I'm going to join the great cloud of witnesses when we come together tonight. And I can't wait to be there.
Amen. Look forward to having you. New Year's.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
And if you think it's a long service, we have food in between, a lot of fellowship, right?
It's
going to be great. Prayer, a lot of music, preaching of the Bible,
The night will go by as quickly as the year has gone by.
And the faces of Amen. Jesus in each one.
Yes.
And Harold and Cheryl, they're going to be making food for us.
That's
so
right.
How good can that be?
It's going to be very good, Shirley.
Well,
very
almost good. As good as George Hayes making food for me.
Oh.
Happy New Year.
All right, you have a great New
Thank
Year.
You, Shirley. See you tonight.
Love you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
George Hayes?
410-483-3700. Yes, indeed it is. George Hayes, live on the Grace Hour. George, welcome.
Hey, Pastor Love, Pastor Shabelli. Well, Pastor Shabelli, I guess I got to cook now.
No, sounds like it. No.
I know.
I don't want you to do anything strenuous before church.
No, it's okay. No, it's a blessing to cook. Are you kidding? Yeah, I love it. No, you know, I just called to just say, you know, I was reading in Samuel, and I love this verse in 1 Samuel 7:12. Thus far, has the Lord helped us.
Thus far.
And I mean, and then with your message the other night about that God has a provision, you know,
yeah.
But God has helped us thus far. You know what I mean?
And why would he stop?
Right? He's not gonna,
I mean, thus far, that's one of my favorite verses, 1 Samuel 7:12. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. And that's a great testimony. When we think about, you know, especially if you've been walking with God for years, decade after decade after decade, thus far, and you can look back and you say, wow, like, I mean, for me, since 1976, and then all the pre-salvation work that God did to keep us in a place, you know, where we would have an opportunity to be saved. People forget about that sometimes, how God protected us up to the point where we said yes to God, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a pre-salvation grace. And he kept us in a place where we didn't, you know, go overboard. We didn't end up dead and gone, but he kept us. And then all the years thus far, all the prayers answered, all the healing. I mean, not just healings, but how about the prevention of things happening, you know?
Yeah.
Things like that. How about financial provisions? How about souls saved? How about people growing? How about, you know, just it's incredible. Thus far, the Lord has helped us.
Praise God.
And that gives us hope for the future. Because if he's done it thus far all these years, then, wow. It's amazing.
You began a work, you were complete.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Like that song says, he didn't, you know,
didn't bring
teach
us
how to swim to let us drown.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Amen. He didn't bring us this far just to leave us.
Right? That's great. Yeah.
Who sang that song? Do you remember?
Bob Soprano used to sing it.
Wasn't it Sky also?
Yes, Sky too. That's right.
Sky had, if this is from Dr. Stevens, Sky had the lullaby voice. Remember you used to say that?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Well,
love
George,
you.
What are your final thoughts here as we move into 2022?
I'm excited about a new year, new challenges, and this is going to be a great, great year. We're going to break through this. This pandemic is going to be the endemic. and then we're going to move. We're moving forward. We're going forward with God. We have a beautiful church, beautiful ministry, pastors that love people, souls that get, just the evangelism itself and the outreaches that go out and the investment that goes out, not just here in the local community, but worldwide through our whole ministry, is just a blessing. It's just a blessing.
Amen.
And it's exciting. And let's go.
I love your spiritual optimism.
Thank you, bro. Yes.
Spiritual optimism.
Yep. Thank you, George.
Now, remember, don't forget, 70 new churches.
Yes.
30
yes.
new missionaries. 12 yes. new countries. 40 yes. new Bible college students.
Yep.
Finances up at least 10%. More prayer meetings and weekly prayer.
Yes.
7 new areas of the city of Baltimore. 70 new solo winners. Let's just have. And God makes that vision happen. The vision is yet for the appointed time. It is God who will do it. The just shall live by his faith.
Amen.
Yep.
Wow. Beautiful.
Wow. Love you.
George, thanks so much.
Great. Happy New Year.
God bless you.
Yep.
God bless you.
And we want to pray for Julie's husband, who's he's sick with COVID, I believe even hospitalized.
Wow.
Well, Father, we pray. He battled through so much. And what an opportunity it would be for you to be glorified, God, if you could just heal him and restore his physical health and restore him to healthy emotions and just to rid his mind of any thoughts that are contrary to the thoughts of God about him. We pray for a complete and utter healing of his spirit, his soul, and his body in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Well, Pastor Schiavelli, we're just a couple of minutes away from final broadcast of 2021. God, in his great faithfulness, has made it possible for us to be broadcasting on the Grace Hour for yet another year. This was a vision that Pastor Stevens had decades ago. It continues today by the grace of God, and we're looking forward to stepping into 2022 with the same vision and the same desire to see people won to Christ and to be built up and encouraged by what they hear on the broadcast.
He didn't bring us this far just to leave us.
Nope. Didn't teach us to swim, to let us drown.
To let us drown. I love that. And thus far, 1 Samuel 7:12, thus far the Lord has helped us. And I love it, 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And what new opportunities we have this year. New opportunities to grow. New opportunities to pray. New opportunities to make disciples. New opportunities to see souls won. New opportunities to see prayers answered. New opportunities to see the promises of God becoming yes and amen. Like just awesome, great new opportunities. And that's what we're looking for. That's what we believe. We're not just looking for it. We believe it. So many people have so many expectations for 2022 that do not come from God. And they talk about them and it never really happens. But we have expectations that come from God. God is our expectation and we look to him.
Amen. Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God. My expectation is from him.
Only.
Friends, whatever you do, stay away from those resolutions. Don't make any promises in the flesh. You'll only be disappointed, and even worse than that, you might even get a little guilty. Let God make all of the promises in 2022, and all we have to do is mix faith with what those promises have to say, and then we will profit and benefit greatly as a result of it. And Matt Strauss has written to us, says, God bless you both. He says, I can still beat you both in basketball.
Oh, well, you know,
better get yourself a good teammate.
Yeah, you better.
Matt, you better get a good teammate.
Yeah, because we play a different kind of basketball now.
God bless you, friends. We really appreciate you joining us and looking forward to seeing you next year right here on the Grace Hour.
Thanks for listening to The Grace Hour. Our live program airs weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Grace Hour is a ministry of the Greater Grace Church. You are invited to visit Greater Grace at 6025 Moravia Park Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. For more information, go to gracehour.org or call 1-800-338-7060.